This is Gray Man Media content.
GrayManMediaCo.com, your ultimate destination for all things Gray Man. Whether you're a fan of simply appreciating quality merchandise, we've got you covered. Explore our extensive collection. What are you laughing at? Of t-shirts, mugs, hats, and much more. Even purchase your, what the fuck? Every purchase you make not only gets your awesome product, but also supports our mission to bring you even bigger and better content. We want to express our deepest gratitude to everyone who has, can you get a grip, are getting where we are today. Your unwavering support and enthusiasm have made us the people we are today. Together, we've built something truly remarkable. So what are you waiting for? Visit GrayManMediaCo.com today and discover the world of Gray Man and be a part of our incredible journey.
Welcome back to another episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, how we doing?
If somebody ever said I was their last straw, I would believe it.
What the fuck is that?
It dissolves in your mouth. Remix.
Yeah, he's a real gray head.
That's a strong theory.
Hey, just edit that out.
He's periwinkling.
Well, when you say it like that.
And now you have to leave it in.
Get it together.
This is why they invented Ritalin.
This is Austin the Mothership.
lay something down, bro. I'm ready to spit.
Yeah. Don't fucking lie to me right now, because I swear to God, I'll put something on.
Straight bars only.
Straight bars.
What about gay bars?
Give me a second. That was gonna be the bit.
Damn. No.
I was gonna explicitly talk about fucking Devin with his kids in the other room. Like that was what was about to.
No,
go
no.
Down.
It's cool, man. It's cool. They're doing their own thing.
I know.
All those pre-comments of all of our episodes, they're about to come true.
I'm just going to wrap those. Like,
TJ, I want to suck your dick.
Some of the shit you say before we record is... So Lefty does this thing. I'll let you behind the scenes. Lefty does this thing on all of our audio files. When he starts recording, he just whispers some obscene shit to me. And it's crazy.
It's always directed at TJ.
Is it like just for like when you do like a
when
like a pre-listen?
Back,
okay, got it. Like just as like a proof?
Yep, cool.
Yeah. Yep. That's my, hey, I'm making sure that this microphone is recording so that everybody's microphone will record.
And it's usually
sense.
Like, oh yeah, I'm going to do the most beep like shit to you. Like, I worry, and I had a dream one night. This is not a joke. Are we recording? Are we doing it?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. We're doing the thing. Cool. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got to do something real quick. Yeah. Hey, Jessica, what's the episode number?
153.
I just got to do something really quick. Welcome to Thoughts of the Mothership. This is episode 153. I got TJ, I got Lefty, and I got Jacob Schuler. It's Devin, as always. All right, please. Sorry, I had to do that one thing real quick.
intro the podcast. No, I had a dream where we didn't cut any of those out.
Yeah.
And there was people, my mother was concerned that I was gay.
Yeah.
That was the dream.
I lied at 155.
Oh, my God.
That's so sick. That's so awesome.
We gotta redo.
Hey, it's episode 155. All right, carry
Please
on.
What I said.
No,
really
no, no. Leave that in. Leave that in. Leave that in.
I love you. I have a daughter. I'm a good man. Thank you for having us back on.
Yeah,
dog.
Absolutely, man.
I'm so excited.
This is all your all's first time back in the new studio. This is your first time being on.
In reference to Lefty.
Yeah, that's right. It's an audio only experience. Thank you very much, TJ. I appreciate that. So I don't know if you've listened to the show. It's basically all nonsense, and that's what we're going to continue to provide to the. However many people are going to listen to this episode, and God help you, audio listener. Fucking don't know why you're here.
Which is the only way you can listen to this. I don't know if you do that.
Yeah.
I know
it's
your show and all, but.
One day, when I decide to go more in debt, we'll have video.
You got to catch up the first debt to get into the second debt.
Yeah. Correct.
Me right now, I get it.
I wanted to ask you guys, I just wanted to bring this up on the very next podcast.
Yeah.
Bezos has that atomic clock, right?
Yeah.
That 10,000 year clock.
Like 10,000 year clock.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Modern Rosetta Stone that exists off of the internet. Why don't we have that?
Oh, don't get me into it. Okay. Yeah.
Like,
We do. There's one in space.
Yes.
They set up a satellite that had a whole bunch of stuff.
You talking about that Voyager thing that's like forever away?
No.
No, it's like orbiting. It's not orbiting, is it?
Yeah.
Is it orbiting?
It is orbiting. It's the, I think, the second farthest out.
Mm-hmm.
That is just hanging out.
It's in the exosphere of our atmosphere. Yeah.
But what good is that going to do when we nuke ourselves back into monkeys?
Well, it'll be for whoever finds Earth next. They'll be like, oh, there was something here before.
Yeah, it's whenever they go back up into space after the monkeys.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how, got it. I have a funky theory, and it's a completely a theory based in no logic, but whenever we find the next Earth-like planet, and I think it's going to be Mars, personally.
Cool.
There's going to be a Rosetta Stone of what was there before they nuked themselves into amoebas. You dig?
That'd be wild.
That's what I think civilization leaves behind is those footprints that serve as that. So, you know.
Can we even terraform that bitch? Because it's got, like, no magnets.
We can't.
They don't got magnets out there, right?
We can't make it like Earth. It'll be different. It'll be its own thing. You know, I don't even know how they work, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, like, no, I don't think I don't think they know. I don't think anybody knows. I think they're lying.
No, we could technically terraform Mars, but we could never make Mars Earth-like, just because poles are different. The atmosphere itself is composed so differently. But we could make like bitch ass cool ass Mars though.
Yeah,
I've seen people talk about where you could just like nuke Mars
and
then create an atmosphere.
Yeah. You blow it up till it releases enough of the gases that we have in our atmosphere.
I like
which
explosions.
Is fucking metal as shit. I like it.
Yeah.
If the Doom guy had to make a planet, like
he did that, didn't he? Oh, also, I saw a TikTok or something like this.
I love what
I know, so it's probably super factual. They were gonna blow up a nuke on the moon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to like as a show of force to Soviet Russia.
Soviet Russia. Yeah, we could.
And like make sure it was like a big enough detonation that everybody could see it.
So it was
rad, right?
It was post Tsar bomb. You know what the Tsar bomb is?
Yeah.
So that's the largest bomb. For those who don't know, it's the largest device that has ever been set off. Explosive device has ever been set off on the planet. Mm. We built something bigger than that, and we're like. Not only are we going to test it, we're going to test it for the whole world to know that we got nuts the size of a fucking horse. And we will blow every fucking thing up. And then JFK was like, hey, whoa. And then they shot that guy.
Yeah. They were like, just don't worry about it, bro. Just wait till Dallas. All
right. Right. Man, November's going to be crazy.
Shit's going to be popping off.
Mind-blowing, I'd say.
I was that's so weird that got brought up in the conversation. I was just talking to Austin about the magic bullet.
That mm-hmm. thing that actually happened. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can all agree. That's real.
I got to find the text. Because what I said to him, he was like, what in the fuck are you talking about?
Dog.
Yeah, they never found the bullet.
No, they found it. They found a very perfectly intact magical bullet.
I said, isn't it weird that the magic bullet went through JFK's head and another guy's body into a part of the car?
Yeah.
And I said, I let him know. I was like, I think I'm remembering those facts correctly because it's been forever.
You're actually missing a thing it went through.
Yeah, there was a fourth thing?
Yeah, there
excellent.
Were four things it went through.
Oh, okay, even more magic.
For it to be a perfectly intact bullet. With no deformation whatsoever.
Yeah. Which is wild.
Yeah. I shoot sand and the bullets deform.
Yeah, exactly. So, and he was like, you think I believe in the dogma preached by imperialistic American culture? Very Austin-esque.
That's very Austin-esque.
That's pretty good. And I said, but it was a magic bullet. It just so happens to do something that bullets don't do. It also just so happens that the time it did that thing it can't do, it blew off a president's head.
Right.
That one left him speechless. He didn't respond to that one.
Well, you know, listen, I don't in any way want to insinuate that I don't believe the official story that the U.S. government is.
Of course. We all believe that.
Well, no, we do. You know, I have children that I love very much, and I believe everything the government says.
I don't believe it.
Cool. Good for you.
And you better have level 4 plates.
That's crazy. Don't trust the garden gnomes.
We really need to calm down on that show.
Yeah. We've done it enough.
Way too long.
We record a D&D podcast, and we've made anti-government jokes on that. So I'm like, hey, we got to tone it down in our real life. It's like, if in our fantasy world we're talking about shooting government agents, we need to chill.
To be fair, I'm not even going to say it, because I was about to spoil Shadow more.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Don't do that. We have one of our fans here.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Please don't.
I do that.
I'm very. I don't know if I've listened to the most recent. Did one come out this last Friday?
Not this past Friday. One. The Friday before. Yeah.
Then I believe I'm all caught up.
Yeah.
Okay.
There will be one this week.
This week coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the last thing you heard. Fan check real quick.
Hold on, let me look.
Fan check is crazy.
I don't, you can't expect me. You know how many podcasts I listen to? Hold on one second.
I know of four podcasts you listen to.
God damn it. How do I get to, how do I get to
you
my
see where
shit?
It says podcast and show.
Oh, holy fuck. Hold on one second.
Yeah, there it is.
I love that we still use that.
Hold on one second.
It's really funny.
Hang on one second.
I think it's just kind of a thing.
Hang on one second. I got to do one thing real quick.
Hey, buddy. Come on,
here, buddy.
That's why is this
on 3.5?
Is that how you was acting like he's listening to our episode? No, I'm telling you.
He's just trying to tell.
No.
Thank you for the view, but like.
No. Bullshit. I text you things all the time.
I think he wants to go into the sewers.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. First off, fuckers. I keep bringing it up. I've talked to you about it multiple times. I've talked to Thomas multiple times. I'll let you guys in on it. Also, I texted you about the show.
Did.
I don't have your phone number, so I haven't texted you. But as soon as you guys did the little gray man teaser in there, I texted him immediately. I was like, I love Darmos too. I love you guys. But the scene where Agrippa is just like rolling dice and he's like hitting all of his shots. He's just fucking decapitating motherfuckers.
I don't know anything about D&D.
I have no idea. But I was like gripping onto my steering wheel, like, God, I hope he fucking kills that guy. It was awesome. It was so awesome.
So I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've told you all this explicitly. I had zero faith in our ability to make good content. When we recorded that episode, I'm like, yeah, we can do this.
Yeah.
That was the moment where I was like, we can make this good.
Because
I, as the person, obviously I'm the DM, I have some control over the world, but I have no control over what they do. And just the decisions they made, even the bad decisions that they made, made good content. You know, fucking our lovely Josh Mayfield making the decisions that he made. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Even when he fucks up and we make stupid shit, and we've all fucked up and made stupid decisions, those stupid decisions we can still turn into good things, which is not always the case. We have an editor for a reason. but I feel good about what we put out, and it's fun, man. It's fun.
Let me I love the show.
Appreciate you.
But when I first heard, like obviously I'd heard of the mythical creature Lefty before. I had heard of him. But then I started listening to the show and I heard him referenced a handful of times and I was like, I fucking want to know about this guy. This is a whole entity inside the podcast world that I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Well, this is your chance to interview him.
Yeah, you should definitely, all I'm saying is when y'all start doing merch, definitely make some merchy Lefty stuff. I think it'd be good.
We have a couple ideas. So actually I've run a few of them by, I have a friend who's a very talented artist. She's done all the art for the show, all the character art, stuff like that. She's working on two shirts for me right now.
Hell yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say it. This is my podcast. We're going to do a Lefty Cut That Shirt.
Yep.
Let's go.
And then we have this was agreed on by the group, a Groshmar Moving Aggressively shirt.
Hell yeah. I'll be buying both.
Hell yeah.
I just want a shirt of Darmos riding on Groshmar's back.
Yeah, so there's a group shirt, obviously. There's actually like five different ideas. There's the group picture we have and like individual character arts. And then there's one that I don't want to tell you all yet, so I'm not going to say that one. There is a Darmos and Groshmar shirt.
Hell yeah.
And then there's a shirt that it's Raz. It's a picture of Raz eating a fish with a leash on.
Wait, is there an eyeball?
There is an eyeball
Let's
present.
Go.
There is an eyeball present.
I love how endearing you've made you've taken Darmos into making the little satchel. I love that so much.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. And I assume it's all, you have a direction obviously of where you want the campaign to go, but I assume everything that you're doing or Thomas is doing or Josh's character or Austin's character, everybody is kind of doing their own thing.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
So I love that just kind of
manifests. I don't brief TJ about anything.
Yeah,
he gets
excellent.
No brief about anything that I'm going to do.
Austin just came up with a game mechanic last session. He was like, I want to try this. I was like, yeah, fucking sounds cool. I came up with some shit on the fly to make it work. And afterwards, we talked about, okay, here's how we're going to make this work mechanically in the future. And a lot of that, we have like 10-minute conversations after every session where we're like, all right, here's what happened that I, as the dungeon master and the person who's making the game system, need to know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And then we leave. We all fuck off. And we just, but like that, those moments of me, I have very few strengths in this game since. I'm not good at this game. I'm really not. But I'm good at improv. And I'm very good at being able to stay on my feet even when shit's coming. Mm-hmm. So to take that and be like, oh, I have very talented people I know I can play off of. We can do it. So just being able to make that work when fucking Darmo says some out-of-pocket shit and I have to be like, all right, we're playing a game here.
Will you remind me what the seat thing is?
Say one more time.
What's the seat? When the dice is in the seat? I don't
oh,
think,
yeah,
I still don't
so
know.
We have a seat. It's a literal little
I know
chair.
It happens when you roll a one.
When you roll a natural one.
Got that.
There's a little chair.
Uh-huh.
And I guess we explained it, but I guess we do need to, because we haven't recorded ourselves giving the consequences for it.
Yeah.
When you roll in that one, whoever rolled the last natural one of the session, huh, and their dice is in the chair, it's literally like a chair with a little dunce hat that goes on top of the dice.
Like
and
a physical.
Does, yeah, like a
and it does not
chair.
Move like throughout big. The entire week where we're not there.
Yeah, we just leave the chair.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
When
this
we come
is
back
serious.
Next session, whoever's dice is in the chair rolls a D100. And I have a table of consequences that if you roll a 79, what's 100? It's like you have to love somebody.
100 is the hype man.
Hype man. So. Yeah. For example, as a tiny spoiler alert, Darmo's rolled a 100 on his D100, and he had the nat one in the chair.
What are the odds?
This portion of Thoughts from Mothership is sponsored by Transistor FM. With Transistor.fm, podcasting has never been easier. Whether you're a seasoned podcaster or just starting out, our platform is designed to help you succeed. Connect with a vibrant community of podcasters, collaborate, and learn from each other's experiences. Transistor.fm is all about supporting and growing together. The analytics provided by Transistor FM have been game changer. I can track my podcast growth and make data-driven decisions to improve my content. Transistor.fm, empowering podcasters one episode at a time. Use the link in the description to get started today.
One
it's like
100.
One in 100. Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
I literally couldn't tell if that was a joke or not.
I just stared at him. I was like, what are we talking about?
So that one, we've actually done that twice. I rolled a D100 and rolled the 100.
Three times. Grossmore did it too.
Yeah. God, we're fucking awesome. So with that one, you have to become. Like,
hold on 1 second. Sorry, I just recently, 15 minutes in, identified that as a problem. Sorry, keep going.
So when you roll it, there's a consequence associated with each number. Some of them are like, you have a disadvantage, like mechanical consequences. Some of them are role-playing character consequences. We haven't rolled them yet. There are player in the real world consequences. Like, you can
only
do stuff with your offhand. You have to stand the whole session. They haven't rolled those yet. But there's consequences for rolling poorly.
Thomas just looked over here scared.
There's one. My favorite number is one. Everybody, there's a kind of common DM thing called your smite roll.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, it's 72.
I know. I know the number. I'm terrified of the number.
If I, as a DM, just like, if somebody really pisses me off and I want to kill their character, I limit myself to, I have to roll a 72 on a D100. But if I roll that, you are going
You're
to be
dead?
Smited. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's I don't do it all the time, and it's like kind of a joke. It's more of a joke than anything. Like,
sure.
Roll the 72, but if I ever roll it, you're fucked.
It's like, as a joke, just like rolling it, and then you hit 72, and everyone at the table freezes. It looks like, it's like, well, I have to now.
Yeah. So nobody's rolled 72 on the consequences yet. I can't wait for the day, because all of the rest of them are very minor, like, oh, these will affect something kind of things. 72 is crazy.
TJ punches you in the face before
Not
the
quite.
Session.
It requires people to leave the room, I'll say that.
Holy shit.
When the first time you guys all came on,
mm-hmm.
Was there an episode out by that point in time?
No.
That was right before the session zero.
Okay.
Before the preview was released.
Yeah, that was before everything.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
Gotcha. Yeah, because just my understanding of what this is has changed so much.
Yeah.
Because I had this idea in my mind of what this exactly was going to be.
Uh-huh.
When you guys came on explaining it, I was like, that's a little different than I thought, but okay, keep going. And I was still fucking confused. And then I started listening. And obviously, we're now 9 episodes in at the time of recording this. And then plus all your all's, you know, session zeros.
Yeah.
I've been thoroughly enjoying it a lot. And I even made it in Minecraft. Can you please leave me the fuck alone? Thank you. Preston, if you listen to this episode, go fuck yourself. Deal with work.
Are you the dad or your child? You have, like, take care of your responsibilities.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is you're doing, go
or
fuck yourself.
Or go drop a new song or something.
Like, get off me. Yeah,
drop a new song, right?
Literally,
he's going to get so mad.
Preston, quit your job.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second. Hold on. I still need this stability for right now. Preston! Four text messages! All right. That's it. I'm going to kill him.
Oh. Hey, at least you don't fire him, right?
You guys want to help?
You know, I mean, how involved
was that a shot?
Redacted.
Yeah.
Yo!
Oh, name drop crazy.
Please edit that. He would never, ever hear this, but still... Oh, God.
Oh, man.
No.
You got a new job. You're good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that going?
I don't get paid until the 30th.
Is that like...
15th and the 30th of every month.
Oh.
Government jobs.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I mean, it's better than mine.
Yeah, it's not once a month.
That's I get paid once a fair. Month.
Yo.
I get a lump sum.
That must be hard for budgeting.
Actually... The amount that I get
is fine. Yeah. Okay.
Look at how
I'm still making
right
savings.
I mean, you know, he's allowed to have a style. Doesn't mean he needs to make a bunch of money, right?
Listen.
But you make a bunch of money,
this
right?
This is our good
wife friend,
all right?
This is our
good Canadian wife friend left.
This is
cool.
What do you do?
I work trying my best to.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah. I work for the university. I'm a enterprise research computing analyst. I make machines talk together really fast.
Cool.
And he's good.
That's sick, actually.
Did you not know that?
I've not heard exactly what you do. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. That's the very basics of what I do is make machines talk really fast.
I'm trying to get my GED in March.
Oh, my God. Are you really, though?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Actually.
I quit my job. They just don't know yet.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just don't know. It might take 6 months. It might take a year. But yeah. I've already. Now, I think I was explaining this to somebody else. I think I've seen what other people see when they think of me and my role.
Word.
I think I've seen that and like the abuse that they know that I've gone through over mm-hmm. 9 years.
Yep.
And I'm just like, I can't unsee it now. So I've already made the decision and now I'm talking about it.
Good.
Semi-publicly.
Let's go. Yeah. It's about time. I mean, I've known you for how long?
A long fucking year. 18? 25 years, yeah.
Yeah, something
sounds
like that.
Sounds right.
I was going to say 2018, but go crazy. And I've been saying it the whole time I've known you, so.
Well, to be fair, 25 years is like a long time when Devin's 70.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's like, true. Like, that's true.
It must have been cool when they invented planes, though, right?
Let me tell you, they kept telling me the future is here, and I was like, this is a fad. It'll pass. But boy, was I wrong.
How did you feel when they went from planes to space in your lifetime?
Brother, I was watching the Jetsons when it was you know, when it was new, so I was like, holy fucking shit, we're really doing it. And then they killed that guy in Dallas.
Oh, man, I miss being on this show.
I do too.
Oh, my God.
We had to go record a podcast at the same time.
I know. I've bitched constantly about it. I can't not bitch about it. But, hey, you know what? Maybe when I record this show, we'll change when I get a new job.
It's cool. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And funny enough, you see, I'm kind of caught between, like, and I wouldn't mind some input, guys,
okay,
you know.
Cool.
I'm caught between wanting to do something that will pay me roughly what I get paid now, entry level, mm-hmm. that I'm not interested in.
Mm,
okay. But I think I'd be good at.
Okay.
Or something that I know I would love, that entry level doesn't pay shit, but, you know, later on in life it could get paid a lot of money.
What you love. What you love.
Yeah. I have two kids and a wife.
let me speak on that. As somebody who does not like anything that they do right now.
Yeah.
I make sure that what I do has the flexibility to do something I love every week.
Oh, so don't leave the restaurant that I work at.
Here's the deal. I love playing D&D. I love my friends.
Yeah.
I made it into content, and I have an obligation to do it every week.
Yeah.
And I have not gotten burned out yet. It's the thing I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to secure the home front. You have to.
Yeah.
You know that. You know that more than most.
Yeah.
If you can, what does the thing that you don't think you'll be interested in, what's the schedule of that look like?
Both jobs would be Almost certainly 9 to 5s.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Oh, then you have so much outside time to do the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Think of the flexibility you don't necessarily have right now just by the nature of your position. Mm. That a consistent schedule will allow you to have to fit in the things you love. You've talked about Friday nights with your boys.
Mm-hmm.
You will never have a reason to not do that again. Except for life happens.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
But you will never have a work reason to not do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to offer you that perspective.
Like, I started this new job, and I went from closing 5 nights a week to working a 9-to-5 schedule, and I fucking love every second of it.
Yeah,
but there's so much more free time. I have.
Yeah.
I can do the things I enjoy.
Yeah. But to Lefty's point, there is so much value in loving what you do.
Yeah,
it makes it a whole lot easier to wake up every morning.
Man, he's not lying. There's no right answer.
Yeah.
And obviously, what your all situation is affects that a lot.
Yeah.
But I will say this. If you have the opportunity to find passion outside of work, it's just valuable. Mm-hmm. Work doesn't have to be your passion.
I agree
completely. Work's not my passion. I can't wait for the day I don't have to work for somebody else.
Yeah.
But it's going to take time. You got a family to support, like you said. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, make that money, get this home front secure, but do what you love either way. Even if you take the job that you love and are doing less, then you better do that shit all the way. You better become the motherfucking HMFIC in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't take that opportunity to do something you enjoy and waste it.
If
you're going to do it, do it. And if you fuck it up, I'm going to beat your ass.
Fair enough.
Jump him in his own household.
Man, you're outnumbered.
Yeah, I know. It's
just
really bad.
Just wait till we find that Red Woody CD.
And I've... Hold on one second. Could you say that one more time for me?
Just ready to.
I really want to get into IT because I like computers and shit.
Okay.
That's your man.
Yeah, I was playing around. Like, I've failed. I've tried and failed, like, 3 or 4 different times to train different AI models and stuff like that. Like, I love doing the shit. But, like, entry-level data, like, IT guys, not a lot of money. Not a lot of money.
Trust me, I know. And then you also get really abused, and then...
Cool.
But the next step up is a hell of a step up.
It is, but how long do I not... be the breadwinner of the boys, let me tell you something.
Listen, man, how long have you been in the shit now?
My masculinity is fragile.
Oh, bro, I feel you.
And Jessica makes almost as much money as me. That bitch don't need me for nothing.
That's
love
crazy,
you.
Right? It's a crazy feeling, but you know that. You know you provide value elsewhere, though, and this is your opportunity to provide.
Boy, I'm looking for it, brother. I'm looking. No, I'm kidding, obviously. I'm kidding.
This is your opportunity to begin to fill in other areas where if you do have to cut back on money.
Mm.
So, for example, mm-hmm. I was not getting paid for 3 months last year because of the surgery and being out of the office or being out of work and shit like that. So I was a hell of a house husband, even though I was recovering from a surgery. I had to, you have to provide value elsewhere.
Just give good head.
I was, damn it, it was all leading to that.
Just give
I was
head.
Literally leading
just do
to
the
tongue
easy
push up.
Just
for
do
a
the
funny,
easy things.
I was going to do a way funnier joke than that, but you're there. I'm glad you got there.
I've been there. I was waiting for you to finish talking. I've been there.
Tongue punch the fart box, dog.
Yeah.
You eat ass?
No.
You don't? Have you ever tried it?
No.
Really? Mm. Never even tried it.
Let's eat her ass.
Guys, look, we got.
You'll provide value.
We got to. No, shut the fuck up. We gotta get off the. If you guys want to talk about your thing, you know that's fine. But my wife's also on this show, and she also edits this. She's gonna hear every second of this.
Let her do it. It'll blow your mind.
No, just relax. Just relax,
let
bro. Just relax. Oh, thank God, we're almost done.
No, but I encourage you to take whatever leap you feel is necessary for you and your family.
Yeah.
But also always keep yourself in mind.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. If you go into one thing and it's not what you think it was, there's always another thing.
That's true.
You're not stuck anywhere. You're an adult.
Buddy boy.
Trust me, as someone who is in a similar situation to you financially, we've talked about it before.
Yeah, of course.
You're still not stuck. You're just not.
Man, I'm really out here, man. I'm going to be 30 in April.
Holy shit.
Fuck you.
You.
Damn.
You. I mean, what am I supposed to say? Dog?
That wasn't like a holy shit, like out of disrespect. That was holy shit. It's like.
You made it that long? You?
And I'm,
Hey, look at God.
Yeah, like, that's crazy, ain't it?
Won't he do it? Won't he do it? God is amazing.
Should What's today? What is today?
The 14th.
I made it 13 days without nicotine, too, boys.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Bro. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Real bad, actually.
That's awesome, the longest I've gone is 3 days.
It's hard.
It's hard.
I would say after the fifth day, it was fine.
Yeah.
Okay. After the fifth day, it was fine.
I've heard similar tales where you get, there's like a, and it's different, there's a different period
yeah.
with all addiction.
I keep doing this, though.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
keep reaching uh-huh. for, like, the imaginary vape that ain't there.
That isn't there, yeah.
And I'm playing video games and Minecraft, and I'm, like, waiting for something to smell, and I'm just like.
Just start grabbing your nuts.
Shit.
I just need the flavor.
Get you an adjust.
Well, the problem is now I wear lingerie exclusively because of what you two said, you know, the last
yeah.
time.
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
all I wear.
That's a good reference.
Yeah. Like, my butt is flossed constantly. It's a really good thing that today's episode is sponsored by Hello Tushy. It's not, but that would have been really
sick.
Cool.
Right, I was about to, dog.
Bro, I'm
I was
ready.
About to gas you up so much.
I got these, what are those called in the biz? God damn it. Segways.
Segways, yeah.
Yeah, the little two-way things yep. that you stand on and you drive around at Epcot. Those things.
Shit. That was sparkling water down my throat. Oh, damn.
That, did you know that was invented by the guy who made the Coke freestyle machine?
Yeah. No shot.
That's fucking crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like the same person? That's
he made
the
weird. Same two things for fat people.
All right, that's as good a spot of ever to end on. All right, until next week, bitches. Fucking see you later.
Peace.
Hey y'all, Superfan Thomas here with a look at next week's episode of Thoughts from the Mothership.
Dreams, Shuler is a bitch.
Welcome to the Shadowmoor Chronicles, a tabletop role-playing podcast where adventure awaits around every corner. Join our heroes as they explore the vast and dangerous world of Shadowmoor, encountering monsters, treasures, and secrets along the way. Will they be able to survive the trials that lie ahead, or will they fall to the darkness that lurks in the shadows? Find out in the Shadowmoor Chronicles.